Hello, 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 Machiniacs and Schmodown fans. I'm Janine the Machine, and welcome to another episode of Machine Mondays. First off, as usual, I gotta say a huge thank you to David B. for creating this awesome track, the official Machine theme. Thank you so much, David B., for that. And if you want to check out David B., you can find him at DavidBMusic21 on Twitter. But let's get into today's episode. So the team tournament has finally commenced. So I'm here to talk about my match with the Scream Queens, me and Ethan, Time Machine. Super excited to talk about this match. It feels like ages since me and Ethan have competed. We had our debut against Paddington 2, a pretty intense match that went to sudden death. And I actually have a little story about that match, something I need to clarify, need to clear the air. I never got the chance to say this, but yeah, I just want to clear something up. So in that Paddington 2 match, the first question was, or the first question as I heard it, said in the 80s movie, what I heard, The Creditor, who plays such and such character? So I'm thinking, 80s movie, The Creditor? I've never heard of this movie. Sounds like some kind of screwball comedy. Who would be in that? I don't know. I'll just guess Chevy Chase. So I write Chevy Chase, and everyone around me writes Carl Weathers. And then I realized they didn't say The Creditor. They said The Predator. And so I felt completely ridiculous. Mind you, my answer got a pretty good laugh from everybody. But just, you know, since we won the match and everything kind of went so fast, I just never really got the moment to clarify. So I just looked like an idiot who thought Chevy Chase was in The Predator. So please go back and watch that match. And now, having the context, realize that I'm not a complete moron who thinks Chevy Chase was in the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie The Predator. I just heard The Creditor. So me and my friends have a great laugh at The Creditor starring Chevy Chase. So yeah, if you want a good laugh, go back and watch that match. Check out that moment. I just needed to clear the air and give you guys the context on that. But let's get into the Scream Queens match. So me and Ethan's second outing as a team, our first match of the tournament. We finally came out to Back in Time, the perfect track, I think, for us. I mean, as Time Machine, I think a lot of fans got a kick out of us coming out to that track. So I think, you know, we might stick with that as long as we can use licensed music. Until then, you know, of course, we'll probably have David B. create an awesome track for us. But yeah, I think fans really had fun hearing that track for us as Time Machine. So that was really fun entrance. And yeah, so not my finest moment and not my finest round one. Pretty disappointed in how I did. Scored 5 points in round one. I missed two easy ones that I knew, just blanked. That's why I used the repeat on the Philip Seymour Hoffman. I saw his face, I could see his filmography, and my mind just went completely blank. Yeah, I don't know what happened. And so I used the repeat. I was like, oh, it's going to come to me. I know it. It's going to come to me. Dude with three names. Come on. And, you know, Capote, Hunger Games, like, come to me. Just Boogie Nights, like, all of it. Just, and it just never came. So, and then Judy Greer, you know, she's just one that I always blank on her name. Always blank on her name. I can picture her face. I can picture every movie where she played the best friend in a rom-com or somebody's mom. And yeah, just blanked. So kicking myself for those ones. Also, the Bill Murray one. I'm not kicking myself too hard for that. I've never seen Meatball, so, you know, not too ashamed that I missed that one. But yeah, not a proud moment for my round one. You know, I usually do pretty well in round one. Never got a Dewberry. Never got a perfect round one yet, but always do pretty decent, maybe range for 6 to 7 points usually. So kind of a bummer. You know, I saw some comments saying, you know, this match was basically between Haley and Ethan. Kaylin and Janine just looked lost. And I'm like, I scored the same amount of points as Haley in round one. So, okay. But yeah. So not my finest moment. Ethan did get a perfect round. He did get the Dewberry and he got the bonus. So that put us in a really good position going in to round two. I believe it was 14-9 at that point. And I had a fun little moment in round one where, I don't know, I guess I turned into a 13-year-old boy going through puberty when I said the Lorax and, like, my voice, like, squeaked. I don't know how that happened. I don't know what was going on there. But, yeah, for some reason, the Lorax just gets me really excited. I don't know. And the Lorax, I don't know what was going on with my voice there, but... yeah, so check out that creditor moment and then check out the Lorax if you want to have another laugh at my expense. Feel free. I'm giving you permission. But yeah. so we spun first, I believe. We got horror thriller and then we chose to spin away because that is their specialty. So we didn't want them to have a chance for any steals and we got classics. Something I've been working on a little bit, you know, I do host another show on this feed about classic films, so I've been watching more and more all the time. So, I mean, I wasn't too scared of it. Ethan was also kind of, you know, felt slightly okay about classics, so, you know, of course we didn't have a choice, so we just went with it. I believe he knew the first question right away, Maltese Falcon. And I think we realized in our first match, we didn't really confer. Like, we'd kind of just look at each other. Do you know this? Okay, you answer. Okay, do you know this? You answer. But I think conferring really is important. We were actually kind of able to talk things through and really be sure that the other person knew it, how they felt about it. So, yeah, he knew the first one, Maltese Falcon. We kind of talked about Orson Welles and got that one. The Affair to Remember, that was something in Sleepless in Seattle, a rom-com, which is my kind of thing, but I hadn't seen it in a while, but I was pretty sure it was an Affair to Remember. So I told him, I'm pretty sure he had no idea. So he was like, okay, I'm leaning on you for this one. What do you think? I said, I'm pretty sure it's an Affair to Remember, but I'm not 100% sure. And he's like, well, you know, I think we can afford to go to multiple choice if you want to be sure and hear the options, because I think we can afford to bring a point down for that. So I'm like, okay. So I liked having him there to kind of help me through that because, you know, I felt pretty sure, but I wasn't 100%. And I think Haley's pretty good in that kind of category too. So that could have been a possible steal for them. So I liked that Ethan was kind of there. It's great to kind of have a teammate there to really, you know, bounce things off of and make you feel more comfortable and maybe not second guess as much, because had I, you know, I could have just guessed it and we could have got the 2 points. And I felt pretty confident on it, but I wasn't 100%. So he just gave me that, well, if you really want to be sure, I think we can afford to go to 1 point. So let's just do that. So I'm like, okay. So we went to the multiple choice and it wasn't Affair to Remember. Then we got the Fritz Lang. And then we also went to multiple choice for White Christmas, I believe. Another one where we were kind of like, I think it's White Christmas. Are you sure it's White Christmas? Yeah, I think it's White Christmas. But then we just wanted to be sure and we could afford to do that again with the multiple choice. So I think we did pretty good. I think we only missed one and we got the rest and like 2 for multiple choice. So I think we did pretty good. The Scream Queens didn't get any steals. Then, so it was like 21-9 at that point. Then the Scream Queens, they spin, they get Oscars. They don't want it, so they go with McConaughey. We get a 1 point steal. Then we get another 1 point steal. And so then by the end of round two, it's 23-16. Scream Queens get their 2-pointer, which I think was the Quasimodo question. So that gets it 23-18. Then they get their 3-pointer. Kaylin, it's the Jack Nicholson, how many Oscars I think has he won? And I think it was 3. She guessed 8, which is kind of a high number. So I was kind of surprised at that guess. And then Haley pulls out the 5, which was amazing, who directed The Lobster. So we had our 3 chances to win. Ethan got the 2-pointer, which was Kate Capshaw and Temple of Doom, and we won. So, yeah. Then we went into, you know, our arms crossed power stance. And yeah, Feel pretty good about the match. I mean, still kicking myself for not having a better performance in that round one. But I love our team. I love our partnership. I feel like, you know, in singles matches, I always feel like I have an uphill climb, an uphill battle. People have kind of expected a good performance out of me, even when I don't win, that I still put up a pretty good fight. So I always tend to be more focused and serious in my singles matches. But with teams, Ethan is so lighthearted. He just knows what he knows. He comes and, you know, he always has fun with it. He's always really silly. He doesn't take himself too seriously. And so those matches are always way more fun that I'm like, I don't take myself too seriously and I can kind of have fun with it and be a little bit silly and just kind of feel good about knowing what I know. And yeah, so it's great to kind of be in teams. It still feels new to me, but being with Ethan is so much fun because he's just so chill. So I love that dynamic that he can kind of get me into that chill zone where I'm having fun and I'm not so intense and serious and feeling like I have to focus and feeling like I have so much to prove. And I feel like I always feel like I, you know, I have something to prove, especially with somebody as good as Ethan. I don't want it to look like, you know, Ethan's carrying the team and I'm a big loser, which of course, you know, after that first round, it could be easy for me to feel that way. But Ethan never makes me feel that way. He's always telling me that he is so thankful to have me for a partner and he thinks I'm a great competitor and he's so impressed with me. So he's always kind of building me up and he always just makes it really fun. So I love being partners with Ethan. I hope we can stay partners going through this draft. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm excited for our next match. It could be either the Looney Bins or the Self-Righteous Brothers. As I said in the post interview, I mean, I'm not too worried about the Self-Righteous Brothers. They seem like they have a very specific and similar kind of knowledge base. And it's very opposite to my knowledge base and maybe even Ethan's knowledge base. So I feel like me and Ethan kind of cover more ground knowledge wise, whereas they're kind of in their niche of what they know. And so I think I'm not too scared of them. However, Looney Bins, Tom is insane. Like I feel like he's only maybe missed one question so far in all the matches that they've had. He seems to know everything. So it should be interesting. And I'm hearing a little rumor that Video Drew thinks I'm actually a machine, so she's like trying to get me disqualified from the tournament. So we'll see how that goes. But yeah, Self-Righteous Brothers or Looney Bins, we will see what happens there. Super excited just to do teams. Like, it's a new thing for me, but I'm having so much fun with it, and I'm excited to see how far we go in this tournament. It's going to be really fun, because, yeah, now that I'm out of singles for the season, yeah, curious to see what happens with us, but, yeah, I hope you guys had fun watching the match. Who do you think we can take? Who do you want to see us take on? Yeah. Leave me a voice message if you have any thoughts or ideas or things you want to see. What do you think Time Machine's chances are in the tournament? Did you like us coming out to Back in Time? Do you want us to stick with that? Yeah, very fun match and can't wait to play again. It's going to be really fun. So if you love Machine Mondays, you can also find me on two other shows on this very feed. You can listen to Morgan Hasn't Seen, a show I do with Morgan Robinson. You know, Morgan, he hasn't seen a lot of things, so I kind of force him to watch a related series of films he's missed out on, and we discuss. We are now in the middle of a Terminator series where we are talking Terminator 1, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Terminator Dark Fate. And then we are also going to discuss a bonus Arnold film that he's missed. So check out that series right here on the feed. And I also co-host a show, the feed's namesake show, flagship show. It's a Wonderful Podcast, as I mentioned, where we discuss classic films. I get to do a little segment on there when the movie allows, Deja Vu, where I compare the classic film we're discussing to its modern day remake, reboot. I host that show every other week with Morgan Robinson. The other co-host that switches off with me is Nolan Dean. So some weeks on the feed, every other week is a full Janine week. You get Machine Mondays, you get Morgan Hasn't Seen, and you get me on It's a Wonderful Podcast. So if you want to leave any voice messages about any of those shows, we would love it. Play it on the show. Discuss and send thank yous and love to you guys. Thank you guys for listening. That's the match. That's the chat. And until next time, XOXO Machine out.